Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, featuring local foods produced in the Northwest with summertime options for picnics and barbecues with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, it's summertime. People are doing summer reading. That term sort of connotes trashy beach novels. But you've been reading about stuff to do with food, haven't you?
I read trashy beach novels. There's nothing wrong with that, Stein. I'm only sorry I don't have enough time to sit at the beach. But I've always been fascinated with how many novels talk about local food or local restaurants. And by local, I mean here in our hood. I just finished reading this book called The Orchardist, which is lovely. I even think you would like it. It's
I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
Yeah, it's this woman's first book. Her name is Amanda Copeland. And it takes place in Eastern Washington, and it's about a man and his orchard and a couple of young girls who show up one day in his orchard. But just talking about our neighborhood, our area, I love that. And then after I finished that, I started reading this book called Where Do You Go, Bernadette, that the whole world seems to be talking about. It's finally out in paperback.
I haven't even heard of it.
Do you know about that one?
No.
Oh, it takes place here in Seattle, and it's hysterical. So last night, right before I fell asleep, this was the last thing I read. Ready? She's complaining about Seattle. She's complaining about all the craftsman-style homes that she's looking at to buy. And she says, Ryan, the realtor, took me to lunch downtown at a Tom Douglas restaurant. Tom Douglas is a local chef who has a dozen restaurants, each one better than the last. Eating at Lola, that coconut cream pie, that garlic spread made me believe I could actually be happy making a life for myself in this Canada Close sinkhole they call the Emerald City. I blame you, Tom Douglas. But, you know, I got to tell you, that's not the first time Tom's name or his restaurant show up in books. In Wax Wings, which is a terrific book by Jonathan Raban, I read that years ago, he mentions lots of Seattle restaurants, and you just get this great sense that the protagonist in this novel is spending much of his life eating in Seattle restaurants. And, of course, one of them is the Dahlia Lounge. He says in it something like, you know, he had a bad evening at the Dahlia Lounge. He wasn't talking about the food. He was talking about the mood. And then there's this fabulous book called Long for This World. The author was a Garfield High School grad. His name is Michael Byers. It's a family story about a young man with a rare genetic disease that causes premature aging in children and an early death. And it sounds pretty distressing. But one of the things I loved about it is that one of the characters in the book lives in a Pike Place Market condo. And guess where it is? Right above Etta's Seafood. So as I said, people can't stop talking about Tom Douglas in novels. And Poser, which is a great book by Claire Dieterer. Poser, My Life in 23 Yoga Poses. It's actually a memoir. And I worked with Claire years ago when I worked at the Seattle Weekly. She was writing mini restaurant reviews at the time. And now she writes absolutely wonderful stuff, including this terrific book. And in it, she takes trips to places like Ken's Market, to the Town and Country Market in Bainbridge, where as a child, she got a kitten out front and recounts that. You know, Stein, if you don't want to read a beach novel or any other kind, you can always read Vegetable Gardening in the Pacific Northwest. I'm checking that one out, too.
Well, actually, I have been doing some vegetable gardening here in the Pacific Northwest and have had in a few crops already, which I'm putting up.
Up where?
Up in jars and now in my refrigerator.
Okay.
Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson. I'm Dick Stein.